intensity.
So gaining that weight, that was on purpose?
Definitely.
Okay. How much weight did you gain?
Around 10 pounds.
Since the season ended?
Yeah, since the season ended.
You're a defensive end. Do you see yourself as like a 3-4 outside backer next level?
Yeah, that's what I look forward to playing at the next level. A lot of teams see me as a 3-4 outside linebacker. I'm willing to play in a defensive end at the next level in a 4-3 defense, but majority of the teams going to want me to play outside linebacker, and I'm fine with that.
Playing outside, a part of your role would be to aggressively set that edge. Can you talk about your ability to do that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, coming from Clemson with a great coach like Marion Hobby, really instilled in us great technique and discipline. And we just try to use what we learned in the film room in the meeting room and apply it out there on the field.
What about dropping back in coverage? Have you done much of that, or are you comfortable doing that?
Yeah, I'm comfortable doing that. We'll see Sunday.
Who are some of the guys in the league that you watch that at the outside linebacker position that stand out to you?
Guys I look up to, guys like Von Miller, Bruce Irvin, guys who I plan on mirroring my game out there at the next level. And I see those guys drop back in coverage here and there, and that's where I try to mirror that game. Oh, I would love to play under him. His defense is great. He's a great defensive coordinator. And whichever way he's willing to use me, I'm available. I plan to. I haven't met with him yet. Not yet. Probably have some meeting with them today.
What would you say is your best pass rushing
move? My best pass rushing move is, first of all, I just like to use my speed, and then I use my rip.
What have you done for the guys in the morning during the training?
4.6, 4.7.
Who are some of the guys from college?
Guys like Von Miller, Bruce Irvin. Just like going through bag drills. It's like day one teaching. You know? It's really as simple as that.
You doing any martial arts or anything like that?
No martial arts.
You look down the roster of players here, and the defensive players, I mean, there are at least five Clemson guys. You guys led the nation in total defense last year. What made you guys so good?
You got to have players to have a good defense. But I think it was our commitment level. Coming to that year, we wanted to be the best defense in the country. We knew we had the talent to do so. And then we just came committed in the offseason and transferred over to the regular season.
Some of the offensive linemen a couple days ago said that Grady Jarrett was the toughest player they went against. What makes him so good?
He's just ferocious, and he's got a mean streak. And his dad, Jesse Tuggle, was also a great player to play with the Atlanta Falcons, and I guess that's where he gets from.
The best offensive tackle you saw in the ACC?
Cameron Irvin, Florida State.
What makes him so good?
He's very athletic. He's nimble on his feet, and he has good hands.
He moved to center. Was he still playing tackle when y'all played him?
Yeah, he was playing tackle when we played him. No, not necessarily.
How would you feel about playing inside linebacker? I mean,
I'm open to get on the field any way possible. I never played middle linebacker, but if that's what they want to play me at, fine with me.
What do you expect to draft top 10 middle?
I mean, I just hope to get drafted. Wherever I get drafted, that's where I go. I'm just gonna try to do the best way I can. Just try to use my best ability and do what I can to get drafted as high as I can.
Like the Patriots are a team that, with their edge guys, it seems like they like to use them as an end one player, as a quarterback the next. Did you get a chance to watch them? They're on their Super Bowl run, and what did you think of their defense?
Oh, yeah, their defense is great. I like the defense. Guys like Chandler Jones, long guy coming out the edge. Really like the way he plays the game. Yeah.
Is it the idea of doing both of those playing and maybe playing outside linebacker too? Is that, exciting to you?
Yeah, I mean, outside linebacker, DN, I'm willing to play either one. Whatever team I get picked by and whatever position they want me to play, I'm willing to move wherever they want me to move.
Who is your favorite to be playing at all, or do you play too?
No, I haven't met with the Patriots, but, yeah, I do plan to.
Who is your favorite team and player growing up?
Favorite team? Falcons, Michael Vick. Yeah, I mean, the game is changing. It's a passing league. NFL is a passing league. So you're going to need guys to be able to rush the passer. And that's what this draft is predominantly based on. There are a lot of good pass rushers in this draft.
How comfortable are you?
I'm very comfortable. I played linebacker in high school. And I played a little bit in college. So it's nothing new to me. I mean, teams really just want to see me dropping coverage. They haven't seen me with my hand off the ground that much, and obviously they want me to play the 3-4 outside linebacker position at the next level, so they want to see me drop.
You were mainly on the right side. What percentage did you play? 90% of the time?
Yeah, 90% of the time I was on the right side.
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter to me.
Why no senior bowl?
Why no senior bowl? I got feedback from my coaches, and they said that they had talked to a couple of teams, and they felt like the best decision for me was to not play in the senior bowl.
Which 3-4 teams do you think you might be the best fit for?
I mean, I got a lot of looks from the Dolphins, different teams, a lot of different teams, mainly the Dolphins right now.
What do you see in their defense?
I mean, I like guys like Cameron Wake, who's able to get to the passer. They do a lot of different things, a lot of different tech stunts, X stunts, and a lot of different games to get to the pass, the quarterback.
Some guys don't like to do stunts.
Nah. Whatever the defensive coordinator calls, I'm willing to do. Whatever he says to do, I'm hoping for it.
You seem pretty knowledgeable about a lot of different NFL players and teams. How big of an NFL fan are you?
I mean, I grew up watching the NFL, so when you go into that level, you got to mirror your game out to someone, so you watch a lot of football.
Why Michael Vick?
Because he's a playmaker.
A few more guys. You already interviewed with the Dolphins?
Not yet.
Like everyone loves the sack production, obviously. Tell us about yourself as a run defender. I assume that's something else you take great pride in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a two-way game. It's pass and run. And I just try to play as hard on pass now as I do on run now. So. They're good players. I play along with them over my years, and they're good players, and they'll be able to succeed at this level.
Last one. How many formal interviews have you scheduled already?
I only had one. Probably have 10 today, and probably about 12 tomorrow.
The Giants one of those teams?
I'm not sure yet.
All right. Thanks, Vic.
Thank you.